This special in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Iowa State Savings Bank, Iowa Realty, Melcher Dallas School District, Bank Iowa, the Knoxville Hy-Vee, Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, Pella Corporation, Skuring and Utermarkt, and Dutch Mill Supply. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Motor and Auto Group, Pella Feed Service, Ag Resource Management, Motor and Service and Body Shop, Twin Cedar School District, Van Manen Seed and Chemical, Lighten Processed Meats, the Knoxville Raceway, and Columbia Store and Tire. Enjoy the program.
What's the planting season look like? In the first part of a five-part series on agriculture, let's go in-depth with Tracy Gathman with Two Rivers Cooperative, Pella, Monroe, and Tracy.
Well, Tracy, it looks like winter has released her icy grip, and we're into spring.
Well, it looks like we're going to get close to it anyway, Bob. You know, they're talking mid-60s here by the middle of the week as we sit here talking on Monday. And fortunately the snow's gone, or most of it anyway. Still see a few piles around. Still see a little bit in the ditches from here and there. But, by and large, looks like spring's finally on its way, and we can hopefully get to work here shortly.
Well, when do you anticipate people taking to the fields?
You know, that's a really good question. The fields are really wet right now. You know, it's going to depend a lot on sunshine. It's going to depend a lot on temperature. Probably going to depend as much on wind as it does on the first two factors. If we can get some days where we, you know, none of us like real windy days, but a breeze really helps those fields dry out a little bit quicker, especially if you get some breeze and some sunshine at the same time. But I would think, you know, based on where we're at today, the 25th of March, I don't think we'll see anything probably before mid next week. By the time we get these fields dried out, I'm always kind of an optimist, and I'm hoping by mid next week we could be out there. But you know, there's a little more moisture in the fair forecast here at the end of the week, and that could back things up a ways as well.
And this is going to air Monday, so middle of this week, maybe we'll see some farmers out, if we're lucky.
If we're lucky, yeah. I think that, we'll see what the rest of the weather does here this week leading into next week. And, you know, maybe, if that's going to be next Monday, yeah, I'd say probably mid-next week, hopefully, and we'll just kind of take it from there.
Well, what's on the minds of farmers?
I think, right now, just the sheer volume of work that needs to be done. You know, we kind of had a fall where we were fortunate in this area. We probably got somewhere between a half and two-thirds of the field work done that we would normally expect to get done prior to winter setting in. Usually we can get some stuff done in the winter. We'll get a January thaw and we can get out there and get a few things done. But that didn't happen this year. And so we've got a lot of stuff to get done, but we're in far better shape than some of our peers and friends to the north. I've talked to some of my peers in northern Iowa, and while we're talking about getting two-thirds to three-fourths of the work done here in the fall that we would normally expect, some of them up there were talking 10%. So there is a tremendous amount of work to be done across the entire state and really across the entire Midwest this spring to get this crop in the ground. But, so the sooner we can get there, the better. You know, we would have loved to have gotten started the 15th of March, but, of course, that's 10 days ago, so that's not happening. But, we should get started here soon, we hope. And then we'll just, get as much done every day as what we can. And, somehow, some way, it always happens.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Pierce's Pumpkin Patch, De Blumenhof, Herberger's Construction, Dandy Farms, Marion County ISU Extension and Outreach, Earthworks Incorporated, McCorkle Hardware, Jeremy Dingham and Concrete, and the Pella Fairway. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section section at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Sims Custom Wash, JLM Shooter Supply in Urbandale, Cementech, Dowie Pest Control, Shomo Madsen Umbel Insurance, Todd Shoes for Women, Dutch Meadows Garden Center, Hometown Insurance, and Van Wall Equipment in Indianola and Knoxville.
I continued my conversation with Tracy Gathman with Two Rivers Cooperative.
Well, what do the markets look like?
Markets are a little soft. Corn's been holding in okay. Beans have been down. I think we're down into the low $8 numbers. Corn in that 320, 330 range. We'd love to see those numbers be a little higher based on cost of production. But, I just don't see it from a fundamental side of the market. I'm a pure fundamentalist. I'm not a chartist. We've got a lot of beans around. We're talking close to a billion bushel of carryout on soybeans this year. I just don't see a lot of prop there for that market to get propped up. Corn market, maybe. We're talking a little lighter carryout than what we had a year ago. If we can, probably going to depend on a weather market. If we get a late delayed planting, could put a little pop into the corn market. The unfortunate thing is if that happens, we get a delayed planting, the boys in Chicago will probably look and say, well, we'll have less corn but more bean acres. And if that's the case, we don't necessarily need more bean acres this year. We've got plenty of beans around, and it's going to be a challenge to get rid of them all the way it looks.
Well, the trade wars didn't help.
No, they did not. Hopefully they get something straightened out here soon. But the trade wars with China have really put in some damage into our soybean market. Of course, there was a package to help producers. But we need to get that figured out for the long term. I believe the number is one in every three rows of soybeans grown in the United States goes to China. So we need to get that fixed so that we can see those exports start up again. The other challenge with that, though, and I don't know how many people are paying attention to it, the Chinese market doesn't need the beans right now due to the swine flu that's going on over there. There's a lot of experts in our industry that are saying that the damage to the Chinese hog industry is far more severe than they're letting people know. And if that's the case, less hogs means less feed. Less feed means less soybeans. So that's going to be a bit of a challenge. Could be a good sign for our hog producers. We have seen the hog market prop up here over the last 30 days or so. And we're back to a number that probably makes some sense for some hog producers. And I was seeing some stuff over the weekend that it appears that in order to continue to feed the mouths that they need to feed in China with the type of a diet that those middle-income people are starting now to demand, they're going to need to probably import some swine or some pork products into China. And hopefully that'll be a little prop up for the American swine industry as well.
Well, it wasn't that long ago I heard that they were losing $18 a head.
It wasn't that long ago, and they were. It's been a long difficult journey for the pork producer over the last probably 12 to 18 months. And there was some really ugly numbers and some big red numbers there for a while. But it looks like this thing may be starting to turn. The hog market's a little bit better than what it has been. And I think some of those numbers have turned from red to black now. So hopefully they can recover and put some of that back in their pockets that they've been losing the last 12 to 18 months.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Marion County Rural Water, Knoxville Farm and Home, your locally owned McCoy True Value in Indianola, L&M Storage, Two Rivers Cooperative, Laley, Culver's of Pella, Craig Ford in Oskaloosa, and Wickman Pig Company of Des Moines. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Poindexter Flooring, Crosscut Carpentry, Steenhook Appraisal, Hormel Foods, Tri-County Veterinary Clinic, Heartland Co-op in Prairie City, The Corner Sundry in Indianola, Church and Dwight Corporation in Oskaloosa, and Ozinga Feed Services in Oskaloosa.
I continued my conversation with Tracy Gathman with Two Rivers Cooperative.
Now, hear a little bit about some of the older farmers. Just, you know, it's been a few years that hasn't been great getting out of it, and hearing some of the younger farmers in particular, especially if you don't have any land and you're cash renting, that they're in trouble too. Are you hearing any of that?
Yeah, we're seeing some of it. It's been a tough winter that way. We've seen some producers in the local area with some farm auctions that are exiting the business, and we always hate to see that happen. It's been a tough go the last 2 to 3 years, and we really need to see these prices turn around and head back the right direction. Input costs don't seem to want to back off. In fact, we're seeing crop production prices, product prices, probably a little higher this year again on the crop nutrient side than what they even were a year ago, and that creates some real challenges. Of course, land costs. We've seen, some of the auction numbers we've heard. We've seen some land values drop back a little bit, but the cash rent stuff is still. It's still fairly strong, and there's still a lot of demand out there for it. That's really where the challenge comes in, is, you really need to look at, what are my costs? What can I really afford to pay for that piece of ground? Can I afford that cash rent or not? And, in some instances, the answer may be no, and might be better off walking away from it than actually farming it when everything gets put done at the end.
Well, to something that could be something hopeful in the future, last I heard, the legislature was still considering allowing the production of hemp for fiber. What does that mean for you and for the Marion County farmer? Do you have any idea? You have to be looking at that and thinking about it.
I've seen it. I actually visited with a couple of our state legislators last week on another issue. Didn't talk to them specifically about hemp. I don't know. There's a lot of discussions going on about it, about industrial hemp, what it's going to bring. I think it probably is going to be a crop, from what I can gather, that might work on some of the highly erodible type lands. Maybe where, corn and beans, work, but maybe the hemp will be a better product. There's a whole infrastructure that will need to be set up to handle it. Where's it going to be marketed at? What's it going to be, how are you going to get it to a market? Where's it going to go after that to be processed? It's a huge, huge question mark yet that nobody seems to have the answer for. We'll just have to wait and see.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Smith Body Shop, Van Gorp Edwards Insurance, Farm Bureau agent Jeff Arkema, Tyson's of Pella and Indianola, Mahaska Bottling Company, Verduft Agency, the Pella Hy-Vee, Flying Frog Hosta Farms in Indianola, Central Iowa Organic Fertilizer, and Titan Machinery. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Stan Drywall, Westside Muffler and Repair, Sully Transport Incorporated, Subway, Norris Automotive, Indianola Memorial Works, Animal Health Center, Edge of the Woods Raspberry Farm, Dingham and Concrete, Marion County Auto Body, Napa Auto Parts in Sheraton, and Marion County Bank.
I continued my conversation with Tracy Gathman with Two Rivers Cooperative.
I just had to ask that. It's so interesting to think about it, but it's also interesting to think about how it might help us, but it could hurt the cotton market.
It could. I actually just got back last Wednesday night from Dallas. I've got a daughter that goes to school down there, and so my wife and I spent a little bit of spring break down in Dallas. I'm seeing more cotton fields around that area this last trip than what I had seen prior to. It was kind of odd. I saw a couple, two or three of them that have not yet been harvested. Talked to a friend of mine who actually managed a cooperative in Texas who owned a cotton gin up until a couple years ago when he retired. and said, you know, when do they harvest this stuff? He said, well, usually last November. So why those cotton fields were still out there here in March, I don't know. But you can kind of see those fields a little bit around that Dallas area now, you know, where it's dry land, because I've seen some cornfields down there. They don't raise very good corn in dry land in Texas, I guarantee you that. So, you know, maybe we'll see some of those acres go back to cotton as we go forward.
Well, I've got us a little bit far from home there talking about cotton, but thinking about how all of this is all related together and a giant world trading system is something we need to keep on our minds.
It absolutely is. And you know, we need to continue to keep our eyes on, you know, what's going on in China, what's going on in the Ukraine area of Russia, and what are they doing, you know, with wheat and corn and so on and so forth. And you know, there again, our major competitors in Argentina and Brazil, what's that market look like and what's their weather look like? You know, the market from when I started in this industry, and I hate to admit, is almost 40 years ago now, but it's just so different because, you know, back then, most of the producers we dealt with, you know, didn't really sell that much corn. You know, most of them walked the corn off the farm. You know, they'd put it in a corn crib and grind it for cattle feed or grind it for hog feed or whatever. And you know, that has changed so much in the time frame that I've been in the industry. But so have the yields. You know, if you would have told me back in the day, when I was starting this industry and we were, you know, 80 to 100, 120 bushel was a really good crop, that someday we'd be talking about 250 to 300, I would have looked at you and said that, you know, you and me need to have a chat and we probably should go see a psychologist because I think you're crazy. But, you know, we do see those kind of numbers today. And the other side of it we need to understand is as we look forward, you know, most of the experts will tell you that we're probably going to double the population on the planet by 2050. And if that's the case, we need to double the output of our crops. And we may need to see 400 bushel corn become the norm instead of 200 or 220. You know, we've got to be able to feed a hungry world. We sit on some of the best dirt in the upper Midwest that there is in the world, along with the best climate to grow those types of crops. And, you know, we take that very seriously. And our producers who own our local cooperative here take their jobs very seriously about feeding a hungry world. You know, as we move forward, that's our job. You know, at the end of the day, when everything gets done, our job is to feed a hungry world. And we've just got to figure out how to do it and keep everybody profitable.
Thanks to Tracy Gathman for contributing to the program.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.